T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hi, Scotty. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Maybe you couldn't hear any of that. That's probably better for us.
Oh, I bet he can hear us, but we can't hear him.
No, he's got headphones. He's got a professional microphone, good audio. He's doing it up. Doing
Hello?
It up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You got that Shure SM7B.
Yeah, I don't know that it's working right now.
And you got I got the same headphones. Man, Scotty, you got hooked up.
Hey, there we go. It's a little home studio when I can figure out how to work it.
Yeah, it's hard with all that tech stuff. Congratulations on the baby news, by the way. This is exciting.
Thank you very much. We are stoked. We're over the moon. So glad it's finally out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
I was going to say, you're about to join the dad club. I have a three-year-old son, and it's kind of crazy. Holly and I were just talking the other night on the air about how we feel like you would be a good dad, and when are they going to have some babies? And I'm like,
really?
I know he's a dog dad. And then like a day later, you guys made the announcement, and I was like, hey, we called it.
We're like,
yeah, it's something we've been talking about for a while. We wanted to, you know, have a few years to ourselves, but yeah, it's such a huge blessing, and we kept it. She's pretty far along at this point. We're over halfway there, but we wanted to have just a few months where it was just family and friends that knew.
Do you know what it? Well, are you figure out in the gender? Is it going to be a surprise?
No, a little baby boy, little baby boy.
Oh, okay. So, oh, congrats!
Yeah.
Awesome.
God, we're you. Both. Rob's a boy dad. I'm a boy mom. Hey. Boys are great. They're less dramatic, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have been stoked either way. I'm the only boy on both sides of my family, and Gabi came from two sisters, so I totally thought it was going to be a girl. But yeah, we got a little surprise, a little baby boy.
Oh my God, that's just so exciting. Do you have a name picked out yet? Not yet.
Not yet. We had a girl name picked out, but not a boy name yet.
Oh my God.
What's one of the things that you're most excited to do with your son as a dad in the future?
Or like you're
future?
Hoping for, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, it's probably sports. I mean, just because that's such a huge thing for me, like baseball. Gabby's gonna give him a soccer ball because she was great at it. Golf, all that stuff. And then once he's old enough, we'll get him a little guitar and see if he wants to play guitar too. Whatever he wants to do is great, but we'll get him a few things.
My son is super into the music. You know, he's like me, he's kind of taken after dad. And so he's got a little guitar, he's got a keyboard, a harmonica, he's got a little drum set. I'm like, so I got to figure out which one he's going to try to, you know, like more, but I'm like, we need more bass players though. There's not enough bass players in the world.
Right. Totally. Exactly.
Will you lead him down the direction of being a bass player? Is that, you'll be okay with that too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll get him all the instruments and whichever one he picks up and plays the most, that we'll go that route.
Yeah.
Scotty, are you well versed in dad jokes right now?
I got a few of them. I mean, it's I think they just kind of come out, like when something happens and you spew something out and it's just, oh, dad jokes, they're already coming in. Like I was telling somebody how I played golf all during the pandemic because I was really obeying social distancing by staying in the woods the whole time looking for my golf balls. And so it's like, ooh, that's a little dad jokey.
Yeah.
It's teetering. I feel like ever since your song Five More Minutes, it's been open for dad jokes. You'd be like, oh, it's five, you know, there's
totally.
The five more minutes, like kind of thing. You want one dad joke that you can take with you in your pocket?
Please.
It's really lame. Here it comes. I feel like it's good though for you because When does a joke become a dad joke?
When does a joke become a dad? I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
When it's apparent.
I love it.
Because you're going to become a parent.
I mean, there it is. There it is.
You got it.
That is an A1.
You mentioned 5 more minutes. I don't know if we ever heard the full behind the scenes backstory on that one before. Can you tell us where were you? What were you thinking? And what were you drinking when that song came about?
Yeah, for sure. It was probably just H2O. That was like a 11 a.m. morning, which I mean, I've started that early before. But no, it was February 5th, 2015. I'll never forget it. And we just lost my granddaddy Bill, and just thinking about him, talking about him, how cool of a guy he was. Like, one of my last memories of granddaddy Bill is him, like, at 70, 80 something years old, literally jumping off the diving board in his pool doing a cannonball. Like, he was just the coolest granddaddy ever. So I was just talking about him, and man, if I could just like have one more day on the golf course, just one more day with him chilling, like at the pool or whatever, like, what would I say? And he just had 5 more minutes, and we went from there, and had to sit on it for a couple of years, but it finally got it out there and became the song that it is.
Such a good song. Such a great song.
We love it. And we love Damn Straight too. I keep getting that one stuck in my head lately. I was like, Damn Straight. I don't know if we know the song. Do we ever get the story behind? I don't know that story either. Can you tell us Damn Straight?
Big George Strait fan, right? Obviously. Yeah. You start there.
Yeah. I mean, if you love country, you love George. And I mean, he was like my first concert, and him and Reba, Leanne Womack. So, yeah, I've always been a big fan. This was one of two on the last two records that I did not write, but it got sent to me by the label. I was down at the beach in Carolina cleaning up the place after a hurricane had blown through. And I was just down there by myself, and came through my emails. And you get a lot of songs when you're making records and stuff, and a lot of good ones, a lot of great ones. But this was one that like really stopped me in my tracks. And I was like, oh my word, like what clever wordplay and how they turn it, the phrase, and how they're using the song titles, but like grammatically correct. And they make sense in the sentence. Like I was freaking out about it and sent it to all my friends, and they had the same reaction. So I raised my hand real quick and said, I want this song. Please don't play this for anybody else. I want this one. And luckily we got our hands on it and recorded it. And it's been one of my favorite singles I've ever had out there.
And it's so good because it's so relatable. Because if it's not George Strait that you can't listen to anymore because of a breakup, it's somebody else. Just hopefully Absolutely. It's never like a Scotty McCreery song.
Yeah, please keep listening. I think that's music. Everybody has those songs for sure.
And we just saw you live. What was that? Only a few days ago at Hoedown at Pine Knob. And what a crowd, man! How about that? Dude.
That was a heck of a night, man. That was, anytime you get to play a show with Brooks and Dunn, and I mean, legends of the game, and then for it to be Hoedown and everything, that was a special night. I will not be forgetting that night anytime soon.
Aw. And then you were on the golf course earlier day, right?
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we went down. I have a buddy who's the commentator for the Hurricanes down in North Carolina that's from Detroit. So we were there playing golf and had a good time before. It was just all around good day.
Are Kicks and Ronnie hanging out again? Are they okay? Because I heard at one point that it was like so bad that they didn't even talk to each other, but they look like they were having a great time together the other night. So I'm hoping they have mended their friendship.
Yeah, I mean, from everything I saw, it looked good. We were backstage taking a shot before before they went on, and they were cheersing and high-fiving and laughing. So it looked good to me. So
You love to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Scotty, can we do some random asked questions with you? Because fans love it. They like it. What is your favorite candy?
Ooh, favorite candy. Probably M&M's. Just keep it cash. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How about if you could go back in time, where would you go?
If I could go back in time, where would I go?
When would you go? I don't know how.
Yeah, because it's very fresh on my mind because we just saw the movie. I'd probably go back to like 1956 when Elvis was recording at Sun Studios and just kind of be there for those first recordings. That's where I'd go.
How was the movie? I haven't seen it yet, but it looks incredible.
Phenomenal. I mean, I'm an Elvis nut. Like, he's I mean, quite literally all I listened to growing up. For some reason, I got hooked on Elvis, and there was just nobody else. Yeah. And so I watched, me and Gabby went together, and it was funny because she told me after, she was like, I was happy because I was looking over seeing how happy you were. Like, I was just grinning the whole movie, just watching it. And I was kind of teary-eyed a couple times too.
Like, yeah.
Very unique way to shoot a movie. It's very different, but I feel like that's the only way to really capture Elvis, because he was such a different individual, very unique. So
yeah, it's on my list, so I gotta go see it too. Yeah.
Did you see Top Gun Maverick yet? This is not a random ass question. Yeah.
No, I tell you, me and Gabby just watched the original Top Gun for the first time, both of us, last week. So we're a little behind, but that is on our list to go see.
I feel like it's one of those, because like, what year did that come out? 80 some, 85, six, I don't know.
It had to be 80s, yeah.
The year I was born, I think, 1986. And when I feel like when you watch some of those old movies, if you don't watch them till now, they're kind of, even though it's cheesy, classic, it's kind of corny. It's kind of corny.
there was definitely some cheese for sure. But I mean, it's classic Tom Cruise, and we totally got like, oh, this is why it's a classic, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
What's one song that you wish that you would have wrote or recorded? Ooh, is there one that you like passed on and then you're like, oh man?
It was an early Thomas Rhett song. I think before he was really an artist that he had sent me.
Something to do with my hands. That was his first single, right?
No, it wasn't that one. It was like the first big one. Dang, I don't know why I'm blanking on it, but I always go through, I'll have like demo nights on the bus where we'll just, you know, drink beers till one or two, and we'll just go through and everybody will play some songs. And I went back through some emails and I was like, oh crap, how did I pass on that one? But it became a big old number one, but I'm blanking on the song. But I mean, if there's other ones that I wish I had written, I've never said that more. Probably like A Friends in Low Places, because that sold a lot of copies, and you know, you probably just put that out and you can retire right away. So you know.
That's literally my thought philosophy, because I was asked that question once and I was like, it would be I Always Love You by Dolly Parton, because
oh yeah,
it's like this huge monster hit and it's still making money. And I was like,
golden.
Aside from being an amazing song, I was like, it made so much money. Even one song, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Hey, I don't know if we asked you this before, but I'm wondering who is your favorite stand-up, or maybe who you've been watching recently?
Oh yeah, the guy we've been watching on the bus, because we'll watch stand-up a lot on the bus too. Nashville guy Nate Bargatze, I think is how you say his name.
Bargatze, yeah.
Bargatze, yeah.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. We've been watching him a lot, and then God, what's his name? Man, I'm so bad on the spot stuff. My brain just doesn't work like it, you know.
I bet you're thinking, I feel like another guy who's blowing up right now, and I see him all over Nashville too. He's buddies with, like, he's hanging out with everyone in Nashville. Theo Von.
Oh yeah, him. And then he's got the Italian guy. Who's the Italian? Massive. Oh. Like, just did Madison Square Garden three nights in a row.
Yeah.
None of us can think of his name. Shame on us. But Scotty, have you gone golfing with Nate? Because I know a lot of people, like, he golfs.
I have not. No, I mean, I live in North Carolina, so
okay.
Yeah, it's I'm not tight too much with a lot of those kind of Nashville folks, but he's hilarious though.
Who's the biggest North Carolina celebrity that you can say, like, Darius is from North Carolina, yeah. Right?
Darius, yeah, but he's from the fake Carolina. He's from South Carolina, so that almost doesn't even count.
Okay. Little rivalry there, a little bit.
For me, honestly, like, between Church and Combs, I mean, those are two massive guys from North Carolina. Michael Jordan, big old North Carolina guy.
Yeah.
He went to the wrong school. He went to UNC, which Church and Eric and Combs are both fans of. My mom was actually Michael Jordan's, like, dorm director or whatever.
What?
RA? RA, yeah.
RA, yeah.
She was his dorm director, and she's like, yeah, Michael would be driving the car around, and I'd be trying to flag him down, and he'd be chasing me through the parking lot back in the day. And
she That's had a, crazy.
She had a signed Sports Illustrated that she left on her desk from him and, like, the whole starting five of their Carolina team, and somebody yanked it off her desk one day and she never saw it again. But
that
would have been worth some money, you know?
Yeah, that's terrible. Man,
that she probably never would have sold because, yeah, it's got all that sentimental value. Thievery is terrible.
Crazy. Although Sebastian Maniscalco. Sebastian, of course. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I did just steal a box of Kane Brown's cereal. Have you seen that?
You did not.
Out of the studio. And I did send a text. I sent it to the morning show. I was like, hey, are you guys cool if I take this cereal? Like, because I was going to steal it. And I was like, that's not right. But have you tried the Kane Brown cereal?
I have not.
It's called Kane Crunch.
Kane Crunch. Wow. It sounds good.
I heard it tastes like Cocoa Puffs. I haven't opened the box yet. Let me see.
I've rediscovered my love for cereal. Like,
what's your favorite cereal?
Probably Cap'n Crunch Berries. I mean, just a classic, an absolute classic. I used to eat cereal breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I just didn't anymore for years, but I've kind of
turned into an adult. Now you're back.
I know, but exactly. I feel like
and now when your son is old enough to eat cereal, you can eat all the fun kid cereal with him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cap'n Crunch Berries and Lucky Charms for sure.
Yes.
But you can't have the cookie crisp. You're not going to have cookies for breakfast.
That's right.
That's what I always got.
Yeah, no chocolate. I didn't have chocolate cereal or any of that. But Scotty, thanks for hanging with us, man. We appreciate it. Always a good time.
Hey, absolutely, y'all. Good to see you. And
thanks, Scotty. Good to see you too. Thank you for the music.
Hey, appreciate y'all playing it. We'll see y'all soon for sure.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.